Report, North Korea angling for another Trump-Kim summit. By Ben Q on November 14, 2019. A North Korean propaganda outlet claimed Wednesday that Pyongyang officials spare seeking yet another summit between President Donald Trump and communist dictator Kim Jong-un before the end of the year. Kim Jong-un has reportedly given the U.S. until the end of the year to come up with new proposals that could break the current impasse after talks between the two sides broke down following a meeting between the two leaders in February. North Korea is waiting for a courageous decision from the U.S. with patience, while being prepared to take a new path which was declared in Kim Jong-un's New Year's address, the Japan-based Chosun Shinbo communist propaganda outlet said in a recent editorial. The chances of dialogue will disappear unless a third summit takes place by then. The current deadlock centers around Washington's refusal to lift sanctions on the North Korean economy unless the regime takes concrete steps to dismantle its nuclear program. According to Chosun Shinbo, the North's test launch last month of a new type of submarine-launched ballistic missile, SLBM, the Pyongyang 3, was intended to strongly urge the U.S. to wisely choose either dialogue or confrontation. The paper also warned that the regime's super-large multiple rocket launcher is capable of reaching U.S. military bases in South Korea, adding that they could carry about precision strikes against the facilities without harming civilians. A test of the rocket launcher carried out earlier this month was reportedly successful, thus leaving Kim Jong-un feeling satisfied. Last month, delegations from both countries and Sweden met for one day of negotiations, although chief negotiator Kim Myong-gil later complained that they had not fulfilled our expectations and broken down. According to Kim, negotiations collapsed entirely because the U.S. has not discarded its old stance and attitude. The only steps to achieve peace came last June, when Trump and Kim Jong-un signed a joint declaration where they committed to work toward complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, while establishing new relations based on peace and prosperity. They did not agree on any specific action outside of these goals. A report from the Heritage Foundation published last month found that Pyongyang still poses definite threats to the U.S. homeland, as well as American military bases in South Korea, Japan, and Guam, having not yet made any genuine attempts to reduce the size of their nuclear arsenal. Follow Ben Q on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q. Or email him at q@breitbart.com.